federal budget last week, there was a fair bit in there for aged care, and I guess as the Minister for Senior Australians and Aged Care Services, you would have been pretty happy about what you saw.
Yeah, look, it was a very comprehensive package in response to the Royal Commission's report into quality and safety, named Respect, Care and Dignity, and a very important package that, while it's large in the context of dollars, $17.7 billion, it also has significant reform of the sector through every element of aged care. And so it's almost like getting off a very fast-moving conveyor onto an express conveyor now, because there's a lot of work to do to reform over the next 5 years.
Well, it's funny you should use the term express conveyor, because I think if one of the things, some of the commentary surrounding the budget last week on this particular issue was suggesting that it's not going to happen overnight, that it's still going to take some time to implement all these recommendations and get all this funding in place.
Well, it will take some time, and we've set down a five-year plan for the reform, obviously with some things commencing immediately, including an initial injection of funds into the sector to support the viability, but also a range of other reforms, a new funding system and model that will come into place as of the 1st of October next year, some work around governance of the sector, a reform of the aged care system, importantly another 80,000 packages, home care packages over the next 2 years, 40,000 a year to be released on top of those that we've already done.
What level will they be, Richard? You've got up to level four, and obviously they're the ones that are the most expensive, but they're also the ones I think in most need, aren't they?
Well, they'll be spread out across the four levels, based on need, and over the next 2 years we'll also be reforming the entire home care system so that it's more individually focused with respect to the care required by an individual rather than just the package levels, and we're also looking to how we incorporate CHSP, which is a block-funded program that provides much more basic levels of support and care to people across the care at home spectrum. So it is a very, very big investment, the biggest ever into aged care, so quite historic in that sense, and it's actually the largest ever government response to a Royal Commission, so it sets a couple of records in that sense. Vitally needed, of course, and an enormous amount of work by the team has gone into it in developing it since we got the Royal Commission's report at the beginning of March.
Interesting you should say that it's going to be catered to the individuals, because it's not a one-size-fits-all approach to this, and everyone's different, so they need different sort of packages as well. One of the things that will happen sooner rather than later is an increase into the allowance that is paid to volunteers who deliver Meals on Wheels. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's the money they get paid to compensate them for use of their own car and petrol and things like that.
There is a lot of support across the sector for volunteers and for individual carers. So, again, the recognition of the work that people in the community do to support people who are receiving care. I mean, Meals on Wheels do a fantastic job. We've got another announcement coming up very soon in support of the work that Meals on Wheels do and those that are providing meals through CHSP is concerned. So there's a little bit more good news coming there. But a lot of work in support of carers and respite, so that people who are caring for people at home can get better access to respite. There's significant funding in there also to assist people to navigate their way through the aged care system. It's quite complex. We're looking to make it easier, but a lot of work to support people to navigate their way through the system through a network of navigators around the country. Additional support for dementia and dementia training and the systems that support people with dementia. And there's a very significant package to support development and education in the workforce, because at the end of the day, it's the carers working in aged care facilities and providing home care who are actually delivering the care and making sure that they have the appropriate training is important as well.
And it's National Volunteer Week as well this week, so let's not play down the Meals on Wheels thing, and that's important because it's almost doubled that allowance.
Yeah, look, it is really quite important, and I agree with you, it shouldn't be downplayed. I've had the opportunity to visit with a number of Meals on Wheels providers, and you see the volunteers returning after they've been out dropping the meals off. They do a fantastic job, and the system wouldn't work without them. So, you know, you're right, in National Volunteers Week, it is really important to acknowledge the work that they do.
On the subject of food and diet and things like that as well, I know that the government are working to try and come up with that, you know, better quality meals for aged care people through Meals on Wheels and things like that as well. So you're talking to the food industry, trying to lower salt, sugar, fat, saturated fat content and things like that as well.
Yeah, look, I chair a forum called the Healthy Food Forum that brings together government, the food processing and manufacturing sector, plus people from the health forums within the country. So, and looking and working with the food processing sector and food manufacturers around reformulation of products, so that they just have better health attributes. And so that processed food element of our diet is better for us, is part of the broader work that government does in contributing to a healthy diet. So sometimes quite robust conversations. The Australian community has a particular palate that they get quite used to, and if foods change too quickly, they can react to it. I don't know if you recall, a few years ago, Barbecue Shapes decided they'd completely change the formulation of barbecue shapes, and people stopped buying them. And once they brought them back, the market returned.
So, okay, yeah, I understand that. And if you've got any power at all, can you do something about the macaroni cheese, because they've changed that as well? It's nowhere near as good as it used to be.
No, so those things, and some of the salts, saturated fats and sugars that are in them, which do have an implication for taste, but also making them slightly healthier, so that the overall national diet is healthier, is part of the work that we do as part of the Healthy Food Partnership.
Yeah, I actually I sent an email to Kraft and didn't even get an acknowledgement, so I'm disappointed about that. Finally, Richard, as also being Minister for Senior Australians and Aged Care Services, you're also the Minister for Sport, and there was some real money in the budget for sport over the next few years as well. And, of course, you know, we've got the Olympics coming up this year, and we know that sport leads to a healthier lifestyle, and the outcomes of supporting sport at the elite level to encourage people at our level to have a go, it's pretty important.
Yeah, and look, I think it was a really good outcome in the budget in the context of sport. So we've confirmed the high-performance funding for athletes out to Paris, which gives them a strong understanding and confidence that their high-performance programs are funded out to that level. But we've also extended the funding for sport in schools program, which is, again, about engaging with kids at school, making sure that they have an understanding of the value of exercise, bringing in sports to give them the opportunity to test them out and try them out, and that's been a very, very popular program, and one that I was really pleased that we were able to announce the extended funding of over the next couple of years. So really a broad range for sport, for high performance, but also for participation, so that we can keep people moving and keep them healthy.
Yeah, and when you talk about being extended to Paris, that's the next Olympics after Tokyo. I noticed part of the funding was also to do with water safety and around surf lifesaving and things like that as well, which is pretty important too.
That's right. We've got a number of organisations that run water safety and surf lifesaving programs. You know, we're a country that does love the water. We're obviously an island, so surrounded by water, and water safety is a really important thing for us, trying to minimise, get down to zero the number of drownings that are occurring, and that doesn't matter whether it's around the coastline or in our rivers or local swimming pools. So making sure people have access to water awareness, appropriate education around water safety is important, so making sure that the programs that were supporting that were funded in the budget, I was really pleased about.
Yeah, I think I was too. Richard, thanks very much for your time as always today. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Martin.